All right, we'll get to the starters as they're introduced to the crowd here in just a bit. We can actually kind of jump the gun and get to that right now, as a matter of fact. First of all, let's see. Let's go ahead and check the Glendale Falcons. Their starting lineup is going to feature some kids that were just listed on the junior varsity roster. Markeel Houston is a 6'4 freshman. He'll start in this game, along with Tavian Washington at a guard spot. He is the senior. Amari Witham is a sophomore guard. As mentioned, Markeel Houston, 6'4 freshman, played in the post. Also in the starting lineup will be Braden Vickers, a 6-foot senior guard for Glendale. And their final starter is Anthony Fletcher, a 6-foot junior forward. This team doesn't have a lot of size. They will have Markeel Houston, a 6-4, but other than that, fairly undersized team that wins a lot of ball games. Starting five for the Zizzers will be Ethan Tuma at the point guard position. Jared Kraft will get a start at guard. Josiah Long, along with Briggs Houston and Clayton Robbins. The Eddie Duggar officiating crew is here. And we're ready to play basketball. West Plains going in the white from right to left. Here's a tip one by West Plains with a layup at the other end, stealing the tip. With Anthony Fletcher, and it's quickly 2-0. The Glendale team is a pretty salty bunch. We go from salty to just the salt shaker Friday night at Glendale, or I should say Central. Here's a drive by Josiah Long, missed shot. Houston gets the rebound. He'll come up the left side of the floor with Amari with him. He'll shoot a long three. That ball goes over the backboard. Dead ball with 7:23 to go in the first quarter. 2-0 score. Falcons on top. West Plains went 1-2 at the blue and gold. Lost to Catholic. Beat Buffalo. And then lost in a buzzer beater to Bolivar. Left corner. Open shot. Josiah for a three, and it's good. Josiah Long, first basket of the ball game for West Plains. And it's 3-2. Scissors on, top by one. Back to the other end, Whitman drives the baseline. Dishes across, pump fake. Houston goes up inside and scores. Markeel Houston with his first basket. Now at the other end. Pass across, off the hands. Josiah Long fed it across to Clayton Robbins. Deflected off his left hand and out of bounds. First turnover of the basketball game. In the corner, open shot for a three, rims off. Rebound to the other side of the rim. Clayton Robbins has it. Long up the right side, Briggs Houston all the way to the hole. Puts it up, no good, but he got fouled on the drive by Markeel Houston, and that'll be the first foul of the basketball game. Briggs had a very strong game here against Marshfield in the last home game. He had 21. First try is good. Four ball game. Next try, good. 5-4 West Plains. West Plains with some token pressure at midcourt. With him to the left corner. Biggers has it there. He'll dribble out, lob it out. Here's a timeline. Good pressure on the basketball. Now with him on the dribble for Glendale. They're in the black with red and blue trim. In the paint. Drives, kicks it far corner. Right side. Open shot for a two. It is no good. It's up and good by the follow-up, Amari with him. Back come West Plains. Josiah Long in the corner. Cross-court pass in the corner to Ethan Tuma. 5:52 to go in the first quarter. Ethan Tuma back to the left side. Bounce pass, low block. Good catch. Shot is up inside. No good by Briggs Houston. Up inside again. No good. put up again with the right hand. No good. And we'll have a foul call on Glendale on the rebound finally. The foul will go against Glendale's Anthony Fletcher. That'll be the second team foul on the Falcons. Inbound play. No shots involved here. Clayton Robbins over to the right point. Briggs Houston back outside on the left wing. Chuba bounces to the low block. Good catch by Briggs. Up off the boarding. Briggs Houston getting deep in the lane and finishes. He has four of the team's seven. 7-6. The Scissors lead the Falcons in this Ozark Conference game. Down the key with him outside to the wing. They'll spin to the middle. Nothing open. They'll lob it back over. West Plains in their matchup zone. Left side, Amari with him. And a hand check foul out front on Josiah Long. We took a swipe at the ball and got with him instead. And that foul will be the first on West Plains. 5 minutes left in the first quarter. 7-6. West Plains on top of Glendale. With him with a three. That's no good. Rebound on the weak side. Lost out of bounds. And that'll be a turnover. And Glendale will lose the ball over to West Plains. No full court pressure by Glendale. Brian McTeague is their coach. He has been there forever. Down the right side, Kraft back to the right corner. Josiah faked the shot. Now ball stolen away by Witham. Witham will take it coast to coast all the way. Lays it over the rim. Good. Second turnover leads directly to the basket. 8-7 Falcons. Josiah Long, lob over the top. Great feed inside. Shot up inside. No good. Briggs Houston got a little bit of a hurry there. Maybe too far under the basket. Missed the shot. Glendale comes back. Pass underneath Houston. Underneath. Shoots. No good. He was too far underneath and couldn't get an angle to shoot the ball. And West Plains gets the ball back. 8-7 Falcons. West Plains basketball. Chance to regain the lead halfway through the first quarter. Green right goes that way. Josiah lost ball. Fumble out of bounds. A little pressure. A little bit of pressure on the ball sometimes. All it takes. And Josiah lost the dribble. That's the third West Plains turnover of quarter one. Falcons are ahead by one now. Pass across. Ball deflected. Picked back up, though, by Washington. Steps through. Left-hand runner is good. Fabian Washington's first basket. Stylishly done with the left hand down the key. 10-7 ball game. Draft over Josiah Long at the left side to the point. Briggs Houston picks up his dribble over on the left side. Back inside, knocked away from Briggs. Taken back by Kraft. Gets it inside. Robbins over on the right wing. No shot available. Tuma will drive the lane. Cross court pass to Kraft. Bob out to the right point. Back over to Jared Kraft on the left side. Back to the right side. We're down to 3:12 to go in the first quarter. 10-7 ball game. In the corner, Tuma. Bounce pass out to Houston. Inside, good feet inside. Turn to his right. Clayton Robbins lost the basketball. Flat out dropped it. And now back on the driving layup. No good. But a foul on the play and just by a long. Called for a foul on that one. And that will put Anthony Fletcher on the free throw line. As Josiah picks up his second foul. It'll be two shots. First try, good. The 11-7 score now. Next step, good. Anthony Fletcher now has four, and West Plains has given up six in a row, and trailed by five. Jacob Moore in the ball game for West Plains. High post, Briggs Houston with an up fake, tried to hand it off, bad pass off the knee, and stole it away. Back the other way, hook pass down low, Washington, pump fake, goes up, scores, foul on the play, basket count. Foul is on Jacob Moore, just in the ballgame, his third. So the basket counts, and one free throw will follow. And the try is good. Timeout, 2:12 to go, first quarter. Falcons have scored 9 straight. They lead it 15-7, and we're back in 30 seconds on KDY. West Plains had a 7-6 lead, and they have given up the next 9 points. 15-7 is the score. Clayton Robbins will throw it in the backcourt to Ethan Tuma. Out there with Jared Kraft, Briggs Houston, and Jacob Moore. Ethan Tuma at the timeline. He's got a tough defender on him, and Amari with him. Bounce pass on the low block, pump fake inside, up and good. They got the ball down low to Briggs Houston, who had a chance to work there, and he has 6 points. 15-9. Right wing with him for a three, good. He takes that shot with a lot of confidence. First one he's made tonight, but you can tell he's used to making those. 18-9 now. Glendale, 1:30 to play, first quarter. Kraft and a foul on a reach-in will be called on Glendale's Braden Biggers. That'll be team foul number 3 on the Falcons, both teams with 3. 1:27 left in the first quarter. 18-9. West Plains has gone on a little drought here. Jacob Moore on the left side. Turnovers have really been a big problem. 5 so far in the quarter. Cross-court pass to Ethan Tuma. 3 on the right wing is around. No good. Rebound. Briggs inside. Up, no good. And taken down by Washington. Back the other way. Hook pass across. Houston. He feeds it to the corner. That ball is stolen. Ethan Tuma. Got a hand on the pass. Long up the floor. And there's Briggs in the paint. Goes up inside and scores. The Briggs had 21 the last home game. He's off to a great start with 8 in the first quarter here. 18-11. West Plains down by 7. Down the key with him all the way in. And he shoots a layup. And there wasn't much defense played there to allow him just to dribble in and shoot the layup. He's got 9 points. 20-11. To the right corner, Jacob Moore dribbles into the paint. Lob over the top, inside, up, good, foul of the play, basket down to Briggs Houston, who's eating him alive inside. So the basket will count, it'll be 20-13. And the foul is going to be on Markell Houston, his second. He's the only size they really have inside at 6'4". Coming in the game now for West Plains, Grant Mahan. And Tyson Hawkinson will come in for Markell Houston with those two fouls. Tyson Hawkinson is a 5'11 senior guard. Free throw for Briggs Houston is in the air and good. Has 10 points. Scoreboard says he has 7. I don't think that's right. 20-14. High screen for Witham. Goes to the right. Down the key. Step through. Bound. No pass to the far corner. Biggers for 3, and it's good. And the horn goes to end the quarter. Glendale heated up as time went by, and in the first quarter they scored 23, and they lead West Plains 23-14. We're back in 1 minute on Hunt Country KDY. And tonight they're playing the Glendale Falcons here at West Plains High School as we start the second quarter. Glendale enjoys a 9-point lead, 23-14. Starting 5 for both teams are on the floor to start quarter 2. Club over the top. On the left block, back outside to Kraft. Dribbles to the corner. Jared hasn't had a look at the basket yet. Lob over the top. Good. Feet underneath. Pump fake up inside. And good. Rick Houston eating them alive inside. That gives him 13 points. Right side. With him. To the right corner. Biggers. Feet underneath. With him. Trapped underneath, puts it off the board, no good. Rebounded by Clayton Robbins, and a foul on Glendale. The foul's going to be on Amari Witham, his first. pretty obvious. You watch, it doesn't take long. You watch a quarter or so, and you got a pretty good idea who the motor on the team is, and then there's no doubt it is Amari Witham. He is a good player. Left elbow, left corner pass to Tuma for West Play. Josiah Long to the point. Briggs Houston with an up fake. Dribbles in, back outside to Josiah. Back to the post, to the wing, back to the point. Down the left corner. Glendale, great job matching up out of their zone. Right corner. Briggs got a three. That's way too far. Over the top, out of bounds, off the air ball. Last touch by Ethan Tuma. And it goes back to Glendale. Who got in the rush there. Didn't have to shoot the ball, but that was the first open shot we had. So up it went. Pass inside. Oh, Washington wide open. Nobody was running him as he just stood up in the middle of the lane. Right in front of the basket, got the pass and laid it in. 25-16. Josiah Long. Inside out pass, crap. Pull it. 15-footer on the free throw line is good. Jared Kraft makes it 25-18. He and Briggs are your two principal scorers on this team. They've got to look to shoot when they can. That was Jared Kraft's first try of the night. Here's a bad pass high thrown out of bounds by Glendale. At the offensive end, it goes back to West Plains. Up the right side, Robbins. Lob over the top. Good pass underneath. Layup is up and good by Briggs Houston. If they're going to play in the front of Briggs, we're just going to throw the ball over the top of them and score all night. Right now, down by five. 25-20. Witham will be fouled down the perimeter by Clayton Robbins. That'll be the first foul of the second quarter. 25-20. First foul against West Plains, anyway. One against Glendale. Falcon basketball in the front court. They'll go right with him, cut off by Josiah Long. He'll have to move it back out near the timeline. With him with it. Hook pass inside. Good read by Jared Kraft, who cuts in front of Washington and steals the pass. In the left corner, here's Robbins with a three. Good! Clayton Robbins from deep in the left corner. With his first basket, that's a huge cut. Two-point game. Timeout called by Glendale with the score. 5:21 to go in the half. 25-23. Glendale leads West Plains. Back in 30 seconds on Getty Wide. West Plains here in the second quarter has outscored Glendale 9-2. Thus, Brian McTeague took a timeout. Now a shot by Witham on the right wing, rims off. Rebounded by Briggs Houston. Up the right side, Tuma. A two with Ty, a three for the lead. Jared Kraft, pass to left corner. Goes to the baseline. He is stopped there. Kraft on the left side, looking inside. Ethan Tuma. They're really trying to help inside, so that should help someone get open on the perimeter. For a good look. Here's Briggs Houston on the left wing. He pops out and gets the ball. Now Clayton Robbins for a three. No good. Ball comes out long to the right and rebounded by Amari Witham to the right side. Bump fake by Washington. Drives the key, lost the ball, turned it over. Back come West Plain, 3-on-1 all the way. Left hand layup, good. Josiah Long after the turnover. This game suddenly is tied at 25. With him down the key. Dishes over. Washington layup. Good. Foul on the play. Basket counts as with him penetrated. Dumped it off to his left. And Tavian Washington was there to put it in. Washington quietly with 9 points in the first half. Clayton Robbins with his second foul for West Plains. 27-25, 2-point Glendale lead, and now a 3-point lead. .420 to go in the first half. Looks like Glendale was on the verge of maybe pulling away and creating a huge gap, but West Plains came back nicely, scored 9 out of the next 11. High post pass, cross court for West Plains. Jared Kraft has it. Josiah Long. Holds near the red Z at midcourt. Now over on the right wing. Tuma. Lob over the top. Bad pass. Stolen away. Back the other way. All the way. Right hand scoop layup off the board and good by Anthony Fletcher. Six turnovers for West Plains. Left side, Josiah Long. To the high post. Robbins feeds inside, back to the corner. Long with a three. Good! Josiah Long. He has eight. Getting some of that secondary scoring tonight. That's why we have a tight game. Washington goes baseline. He's cut off. Now dribbles across the lane. Dishes inside. Layup is good. Nice move that time. Penetration off to Anthony Fletcher for the lay-in. He has eight. 32-28. Kraft, left side, Josiah Long to the high post. Briggs Houston inside out, left corner. Robbins with a three, that's no good. Ball comes off to the other side. With him behind the back dribble, down the floor. He got to stop the ball. He penetrates, kicks it inside out to the point. Washington with an up fake. He's cut off in the paint. Back out it goes on the right wing. No shot for Witham, so he'll put it on the floor and penetrate. Wraparound pass, threw it out of bounds. Try to get it to the right corner. And out of reach. Both teams have thrown it away six times. 2:43 to go in the first half. Tuma over the timeline. Right side to Kraft, back to Tuma. To the baseline, Briggs Houston. Left point, three, wide open for it. It's off the back iron and won't fall. Tavian Washington rebounds for Glendale. They come back left to right on the run all the way, but that's no good. But a foul, and he tried to go from L.A. to New York that time, and he did, but he drew a foul, couldn't get the ball to fall. If that's on Josiah Long, and it is, he has three fouls now. So Josiah Long will have to come out. Jacob Moore will come in. Tavian Washington's 2 out of 2 from the line. First free throw here is good. Josiah Long goes out with 3 fouls and 8 points. Next try is no good. Rebounded by Briggs Houston. 33-28. On the left side, Kraft to the point. Just take your time and move the ball, and eventually it will open up, so you get the ball to that guy. Now back outside, left baseline, Moore. Lob over the top, bad pass. Stolen away by Washington. Down the key, pass underneath to Witham. Now he'll shoot a long three. It's good. Witham has 12, and it's 36-28. Now with a minute and a half to go, West Plains should probably just concentrate on getting a good possession here and getting a really good shot because they really need a basket. Briggs Houston, Moore in the corner. Back out it goes, Ethan Tuma. Ethan at the left point, right point pass to Kraft. 1:08 to go in the half. On the baseline, wide open. Here's Clayton Robbins with a pull-up from 12 feet. Good. Clayton has 5, 36-30. Now, let's play some defense. Here's a 3 in and out, rebounded by Briggs Houston. And now, West Plains, with 50 seconds to go, may hold it for a little while. Glendale's in the matchup zone, so they're not going to pressure too much. And if West Plains wants to run the clock down, they can. 40 seconds and counting. Bob to the left side, Robbins to the point. Ethan Tuma with it. Just playing a little catch from point to wing here as the clock winds down. 24 seconds left. Got to be alert on these passes, though. Somebody could sneak up from the back of the defense and get a steal as you play catch back and forth. Now 10 seconds to go in the half. Garrett Kraft with it. Right side, Tuma, pull-up, jump shot, good! That's a 2 for Ethan Tuma. 2 seconds for Mick Court, shot is up and no good. That's the end of the first half. West Plains came back nicely, and they pulled within 4 at the break, 36-32, Glendale. on top. We'll take a 3-minute break and come back. Check the scoring in the first half next year on KDY. Halftime score is West Plains trailing Glendale by 4, 36-32. West Plains was down 23-14 starting the second quarter and started with a 9-2 run in the second and got back in the ball game, and they're down by 4 right now. First half scoring, Bricks Houston has 13 points. He's been eating their lunch on the interior of the Glendale defense. Josiah Long has 8 points, but he has 3 fouls. 5 points in the first half for Clayton Robbins and 2 for Jared Kraft. Ethan Tuma had 2 points in the first half for the basket late there in the second quarter. Springfield Glendale in the first half had 11 points from Tavian Washington. They had 8 points from Anthony Fletcher. Amori Witham, their leader and guard, has 12, lead their scoring, 3 for Brandon Biggers and 2 for Markell Houston. Turnover story is pretty much even, 7-6, West Plains with 7. And 3 out of 3 from the free throw line in the first half. Glendale was 5 out of 6. So we've got more basketball coming up as the week goes on. We'll get to that after the next break. Back in 3 minutes on KDY. My youngest son's wife. 36-32 is the score here at halftime. And the Zizzers and Glendale will kick it off again here in just a little bit. Real quick, I want to remind you that coming up here on KDY Thursday night from the Civic Center, it'll be MSU West Plains against Linkier Prep for the second time this year. Then on Friday night, the Zizzers will be in Springfield to play the Central Bulldogs, one of the best teams here in the south half of the state. So we'll have our hands full there for sure. Central beat this Glendale team by 30. And this is not a bad Glendale team at all. And Central is pretty loaded up. So we'll have that game Friday night here on KDY. Final break, and then the second half is coming up in 2 minutes on Hot Country KDY.